Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Jantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland police conducts surprise checking on all suspected place selling or storing illegal liquor. Seizes over 9,500 liquor bottles. President Draupadi Murmu says audit needs to keep up with technological evolution in order to be able to perform effectively. AIIMS New Delhi an intuitive science MOU to establish innovative new training center for robotic assisted surgery. And Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dino Jongshi Chang stresses on the need to revive and promote departmental sports activities. Now the news in detail. As per power vested upon the Nagaland Police under the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act, NLTP, 1989, a statewide surprise checking on all suspected place selling or storing illegal liquor has led to seizure of over 9,500 bottles of liquor. The surprise checking was conducted on September 21 by coordinated actions of all District Executive Force, DEFs, Nagaland Armed Police and Indian Reserve Battalions of the State Police Department. In a release, the police said that in the two-hour drive against illegal liquor, a total number of 9,583 bottles of liquor of various brands were seized. Additionally, 28 cases were registered in various police stations in the state, along with 30 persons arrested under Section 44E of the NLTP Act. Asserting to endeavour full implementation of NLTP Act, the Nagaland Police said that actions against selling and storing of illegal liquor would continue in future too. In this, the police department sought the participation of all citizens in checking flow and sale of liquor by giving information to the concerned SPs of the respective jurisdiction or to the police headquarters about any related illegal activity taking place. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that audit needs to keep up with technological evolution in order to be able to perform its oversight functions effectively. Inaugurating the 16th Assembly of the Asian Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions in New Delhi today, the President said that the mandate of public sector audits has expanded beyond traditional auditing to include assessing the effectiveness of public welfare schemes and projects, ensuring that they serve all citizens equitably. She stated that in an increasingly technology-driven world, more and more public services are being delivered using technology. Murmu said, as auditors, they have the unique responsibility and opportunity to ensure that digital public infrastructure is designed and implemented in a way that is inclusive and accessible to all. All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS New Delhi and a technology company Intuitive today signed a memorandum of understanding to establish an innovative new training center for robotic assisted surgery. The AIIMS Da Vinci Robotic Assisted Surgery Training Center will focus on equipping surgeons and care teams with the skills and technology to perform robotic assisted surgery across specialities, including urology, gynecology, general surgery, and more. Director of AIIMS, Dr. Srinivas, said that the institution has a pool of experienced robotic surgeons who will mentor and train new surgeons nationwide. The Directorate of Food and Civil Supplies, Nagaland, has released a circular detailing the eligibility criteria for the General Household GHS scheme under the Dike-Over scheme. The scheme is aimed at citizens and indigenous inhabitants of Nagaland with an annual income above 2,50,000 rupees who are not covered under the National Food Security Act, AAY, and PHH schemes. The circular highlights that the eldest female in the family will be named as the head of the family for the issuance of the ration card. If no eligible female is available, the eldest male will assume the role. Aadhaar cards for all family members must be submitted while applications in the prescribed format are due by September 30, 2024. For further details, eligible persons have been asked to contact their district food and civil supplies offices. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the 41st edition of the Indian Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi. The three-day meeting serves as a vital forum to engage in meaningful discussions on strategic, operational and administrative matters in the backdrop of evolving geopolitical landscapes and complexities of maritime security. Addressing the commanders, Singh described the Indian Coast Guard as India's foremost guard, ensuring the security of the country's vast coastline through constant monitoring of the exclusive economic zone. He said they also prevent illegal activities such as terrorism and trafficking of arms, drugs and humans. Singh termed the contribution of the Coast Guard in protecting the nation from internal disasters as unparalleled. The minister reiterated the commitment of the government to modernize and bolster the armed forces and Indian Coast Guard with indigenous platforms and equipments. The Lota Eloihoho has strongly condemned the brutal act of infanticide committed by a mother in Woka on September 22. The organization described the act as a violation of human dignity and called for swift justice. They urged the government and law enforcement agencies to ensure the perpetrator faces strict legal action. The Lota Eloihoho emphasized that such acts of violence will not be tolerated and vowed to take legal action against any future inhumane acts, regardless of the individual's background or status. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Noklak Ari Kamba has informed all the electors of 56 Noklak Assembly Constituency and 57 Tonuknyu AC that a special summary revision of photo electoral roll with reference to January 1, 2025 as the qualifying date is scheduled for a special campaign. He said that the special campaigns will be held on November 8 to 9 and on November 22 and 23. He informed all the booth-level officers, BLOs, of the two constituencies to be positively available in their designated polling stations. They have also been directed to make draft electoral rolls available for inspecting and checking the names by electors. He said ERO, AERO and BLOs, supervisors, should also conduct field visits. Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang stressed on the need to revive and promote the departmental sports activities in the district. Addressing the members and the officers from various government departments during the monthly meeting of the District Planning and Development Board, Dimapur today, Chang also stressed the importance of sports in fostering camaraderia, physical fitness, promote teamwork among government employees that requires consensus to form a committee to oversee the planning and execution of the departmental sports events in the district. Additional Deputy Secretary Dimapur Kiyevi I. Su highlighted on General Household Scheme and urged the board members to disseminate the news to the public to avail it. During the meeting, the board recommended proposal for opening of various private schools and upgradation of government schools, besides recommending registration of societies. And the 11th Northeast Zone Shooting Competition 2024, hosted by Nagaland, will commence from tomorrow at the Airy Sports Complex Shooting Range in Bamunpukri A. Dimapur. The championship is being organized by the Aries Rifle and Pistol Shooting Academy under Nagaland Rifle Association and conducted by the National Rifle Association of India. More than 300 participants from 6 northeastern states, including 37 players from Nagaland, will be taking part in the competition. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland police conducts surprise checking on all suspected places selling or storing illegal liquor, seizes over 9,500 liquor bottles. Resident Dropati Momo says audit needs to keep up with technological evolution in order to be able to perform effectively. AIIMS New Delhi and Intuitive signs MOU to establish innovative new training centre for robotic assisted surgery. And Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dino Jongshi Chang stresses on the need to revive and promote departmental sports activities. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.